Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Monahan, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Monahan now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Monahan.
Come on this journey with me. Each week when you join me, we are going to chase down our goals, overcome adversity, and set you up for a better tomorrow.
Fasten your seatbelt. I'm ready for my close-up.
Hi, and welcome back. I'm so glad you're back here with me this week. Okay, so as you know, I always believe that I see certain themes or concepts that are meant for me to share with you that did not disappoint this week. Oh my gosh, this is so bizarre, and it was definitely a message for me, but I have a feeling it's a message for you too. So I'm going to challenge you to apply this to your life and think about what you're missing in your world, because I was definitely missing something. All right, as I mentioned to you about a year and a half ago, I moved from South Beach out of South Beach. I had lived there for 17 years, something crazy like that. You know what's funny is I was so excited not to have to drive over the causeway anymore. Literally, that was like the driving factor as to why we moved, so we could be closer to my son's school and not sit in traffic so much anymore. And it's so much better, I can't tell you. It's funny because when you're in it, when you're living somewhere for 17 years, the idea of moving seems crazy. But then once you do it, you're like, what the heck was I waiting for? Oh my gosh, it's so much better where I live now. However, there are certain routines and people and places and things that you become accustomed to when you live in a certain place. And then when you move, those things change, right? Because I'm not going to drive over a bridge to go to a workout class or necessarily to meet someone for coffee that I would have, you know, lived 2 minutes from previously, or, you know, go to a certain park or a certain restaurant that we would frequent because it's no longer close by, right? It's far. And so one of the things, I've been so grateful for moving, of course, and love, oh my gosh, I love where I live now. It's amazing. Every day, I thank God, I'm so grateful. But one of the things that I realized this week is I have been missing people in my life because I moved. And not only because I moved, for a couple different reasons, and I'm going to walk you through the three different examples that came up for me this week, but I guarantee there's someone in your life from your past that brings you so much joy, that is such a champion of you, that you just haven't seen recently. And my whole message today is to get you to reach out to that person, to reconnect with that person, to just give them a shout out, let them know that you miss them, find a way to see them. Because that happened for me 3 times in the last week and literally made me so happy. I forgot how much I love these people, and each meeting had a different takeaway for me. I'm going to share each one of them with you, but it was just so cool. Okay, so this is how it started. I have been having some injuries with my Achilles tendon in my left leg for on and off for years, right? And so I'll go through windows of time where it's great and I can run, and running is my favorite thing to do in the world. But then sometimes it flares up, it's injured, inflamed, and I can't run anymore. You know, I've had to take months off at a time, a year off one time. Anyhow, recently I've been noticing it's not getting better. And I thought, okay, I need to take a more aggressive stance on this. And I remembered there was a PT specialist that I had gone to back in Miami Beach years ago, 5 years ago, that fixed my Achilles problem for a while. He definitely straightened it out for like a year or two. And I just had forgotten to go back to him because it's far away and because I'm just not in that area. I'm not thinking about it.
Meet a different guest.
When I started podcasting, an online store was the furthest thing from my mind. Now I'm selling my group coaching on the regular, and it is just so easy, all because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to did we just hit a million order stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soaps or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. I didn't know what I was going to do when I got fired. Launching my own business seemed so intimidating. I didn't know how to set up a website, and I really didn't need to. Shopify does it all for you, and they make it so easy. It was that breakthrough moment for me that I realized I can do this. I can go to work for myself. Thanks to Shopify. What I love about Shopify is you don't need to have all this technology information ready to, you don't need to know how to plan and run things. You just need to go to the platform, turn it on, and know what you're selling, and Shopify is going to help you figure out the rest. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries, including your girl right here. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Monahan, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Monahan now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Monahan. No matter what stage you're at, they're going to make it easy. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. And I love that. Okay, I need to let you know. Quince sent me the super soft fleece zip-up hoodie to try it out. And I want you to know this. This is fact. I loved it so much that I bought the same thing, super soft fleece zip-up hoodie in light blue, navy blue, gray with matching joggers. And I just ordered all the shorts too for spring and summer. This is the softest material I have ever owned. My son came up to me and said, "Mom, you look so pretty." I'm literally in a zip-up hoodie outfit, and my son loved it. It is the softest thing in the world. You will thank me once you order yours. The product is incredible. The fit is incredible. I literally bought it in every color. The best. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/confidence for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/confidence to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/confidence. Thank me later. So it came to mind, I booked an appointment with him, and this week was my appointment. So I pull in, I hadn't been to his office in years and had to drive over the bridge, blah, 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 which was really no big deal. But I'm walking into his building to go see him to get my Achilles fixed again. He was the one that fixed it for me years ago. And I see his beautiful wife downstairs with their beautiful new baby. And I love her. And she and I used to work out together 3 or 4 times a week. A dear friend of mine, a wonderful person, a bright light. Those kinds of people that when you see them, you light up, they light up. Like you're just on that same high vibe and frequency. And that's her. And I hadn't seen her in probably 2 years, if not more. And it was just so bizarre to me that I had let this incredible person, just because I moved and I'm no longer in the same routine that they're still in over there, get in the way of us seeing each other. And she made me so happy. She spoke so much love and kindness into me. She was so excited to see me. It was just such a beautiful moment, right? So I don't know. Stop for a minute right now and think about who are those people in your life that you haven't seen recently. Shoot them a text. Ask when you can see them, because getting around people like that, it changes everything. You're mental state, your headspace, your energy level, just everything. I felt so excited after running into her. Okay, cut to, so I go see her husband. He works on my Achilles and helps me so much. One of the interesting things that he did, and he's such a great guy too, I was so excited to see him. Anyone that's helping you, right, is all good. So he said, "I want you to get on the treadmill and run for a minute so I can watch you running." So I get on the treadmill and I'm running.
And then he says, you know, come on off the treadmill now. I want to share something with you. He said, Heather, it's no surprise your Achilles is injured because when you're running, you're bouncing up and down. And while you're expending so much energy bouncing up and down, you're not really propelling yourself forward. And it hit me in that moment that this wasn't just instructional for my Achilles and to fix my body and my Achilles specifically. This was a metaphor for my life and for my business. And I want you to look at it through that lens too. Where in your life, where in your business, where in your world are you bouncing up and down, expending so much energy, but not really propelling yourself forward towards your goal? So let's stop expending energy for the sake of bouncing up and down. And instead, let's get clear on where our goal is, what our vision is for our future, and only take steps and push to propel ourselves forward to that goal. So I love that message that he shared with me. Gosh, it landed so well with me. So I'm looking at everything through that lens right now, that is this just exercise to exercise? Is this just a task to do a task and makes me feel so busy and bouncing up and down, but is it really moving me towards where I want to go? And when you start asking yourself those questions, things become very, very clear. So let's get clear on what your goal, what your vision is for your future, for your life, and let's stop bouncing up and down and wasting all of our energy and start propelling ourselves towards your ultimate goal. I'm so on this too. Okay, so that was one incredible day last week that was so very unexpected because while I knew I was going to fix my Achilles, I didn't know I was going to have these other experiences. Okay, then one of my girlfriends who I probably haven't seen in months sent me a note and said, hey, let's get together for dinner. Typically, which I'm sure you know if you have kids, you know, it's tough during the week because they have school and there's homework and there's games and you need to make dinner and get ready, blah, 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 you know, the whole thing, whatever. So oftentimes we get into these routines where we're just doing the norm and we let people go. We don't make time for that dinner. So I had noticed I had been doing that. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to make time to go see her. And I made time to see this girlfriend. We had an incredible dinner. It was so fun. And she really got me to focus. She was asking me a lot about my Saudi Arabia trip, about my business, and about where she's a very successful entrepreneur herself. And we were talking about what she wants to manifest this year, what her goals are, and where she wants her business to go. And then she was asking me the same and saying, how do you know when you've made it? What does that look like, Heather? You know, specifically, what is it you're looking to achieve? And I hadn't been asking myself these kinds of questions for a while. So it was fun to talk through it and kind of look at what are the different ways success could materialize for me or my vision could come to fruition. And then we were talking about Saudi Arabia and how exciting that opportunity is. And I was really getting excited for it. So it was just this incredible dinner with a like-minded mom who's also a successful entrepreneur. And it was just fun to be back together with someone that I hadn't seen in months and pick up right where we left off, and just brought me a lot of joy. And then we ended up reconnecting with some other women that night that now we're going to dinner with this week. And it's just, it's taking me back to, gosh, as much as I was happy to leave South Beach, I'm sad that I don't see some of these people as much as I used to. And now I'm going to make it much more of a priority because it's not that hard. It's not that far away. And it's something that I can make happen. And being around great people that support you and pour into you and challenge you to go for more and get bigger, those are your people. Find time to see them. It will light you up inside. It definitely did for me. Okay, so then I get a text message randomly. This happens in Miami all the time. You'll get text messages. People will say, hey, I'm in town on a quick business trip or whatever. Is there any chance we can get together for dinner? It happens all the time. Well, this person, so interesting. If you've been following me or listening to the show for a while or read my books, you know that I was in the media business for 2 decades. I was a chief revenue officer and then I was unexpectedly fired. So I have a tremendous amount of people that are no longer really in my life because that business is not part of my day to day, but I spent 20 years in that business. So I, you know, I have really long standing relationships and friendships there. But just like moving from Miami Beach, when you leave an industry, you just don't see these people that much anymore. One of my good friends who worked side by side with me for over a decade and was literally like my right-hand person back in the radio business came down to Miami. He said, hey, let's get together for dinner. I said, absolutely, for sure. So excited you're here. I hadn't seen him in probably 6 months. And we used to be together every single day because we worked for the same company. And I went over back to South Beach again. I'm back on that highway again a lot of times this week and next week too. But all for good. It was all so worth it. I was so excited. What my face lit up the minute I saw him, because it was funny. I realized a lot of times when I look back at the past on that situation with getting fired, I see it as a negative, right? I see it as clearing out a negative person from my life, you know, the humbling experience of getting fired and having to start over, not knowing what I was going to do and having my non-compete. But I don't really stop and think about all of the amazing experiences, people, relationships, friendships that I have in that business that I don't really access every day. And seeing him reminded me, oh my gosh, this guy is ride or die for life with me. He has had my back more times than I can count. It's literally like being with family when I'm with him. That's how close we are. It's just that we don't see each other every day anymore. So, but you don't lose anything when you're around people like that. And so we sat and had dinner and talked about all of these past experiences that were so incredible, so funny. We were FaceTiming people from our old industry. It was just so fun. And it reminded me that even though there was a negative experience, that negative experience is not what defines me. It's all of these positive memories and positive relationships and incredible people.
Meet a different guest.
When starting out a new business, it's a complete pain to get through the LLC part. Taylor Brands makes it 90% easier. It's easy and affordable to get your LLC with Taylor Brands. Taylor Brands offers all the legal requirements for LLCs, such as registered agent, annual compliance, EIN, operating agreement, business license and permits, and much more. Taylor Brands walks you through each step of building a successful business and has everything you need all in one place. Bookkeeping, invoicing, business licenses and permits, business documents, bank accounts, and so much more. And our listeners will receive 35% off Taylor Brands LLC formation plans using this link, taylorbrands.com/confidence. That's TAILORBRANDS.com/confidence. So get started today with Taylor Brands.
Confidence creator. I asked you to try to find your passion.
That in some ways I had been forgetting about and not making a priority, maybe because I was seeing it as that negative when I look back, but I was way off. And I'm so grateful that we had dinner. We had such a fun time. It was a good experience for me to go down memory lane into that arena in a non-negative way, but in a really positive, uplifting way, and remember how that person had had my back so many times. It was a really incredible experience, and I was so grateful for it. So where in your life could you be forgetting that maybe there was a negative situation and you're letting that cover up some other positive relationships, positive friendships, or positive memories that you might want to tap into again? It really shifted the way that I think about that whole experience and was just really uplifting for me. And I walk away from this week feeling so loved, so encouraged, feeling like there's so many people in my life that I hadn't even been thinking about that are my champions, that are there cheering me on, that I'm cheering on. And I wonder how many people like that are in your life too, that you might not be thinking about on the day to day, but maybe we need to start. Maybe today is a day you shoot the text. Maybe today is a day that you let them know you were thinking about them and how grateful you are that they're in your life. Because I will tell you, I had one full week of just so much gratitude for amazing people showing up in my life and reminding me that love can come from anywhere and everywhere, from your past, from your current life, from friends, from people that you worked with. I mean, it was an incredible week. I feel super, super grateful. So I hope you feel grateful for all the good that there is in your life. I hope you know that the best is yet to come, because it certainly is. And I hope you get intentional about what your big picture visions and goals are and go for more, and don't waste time, energy, and effort bouncing around. Instead, lock in on that goal and propel yourself forward towards it. I can tell you, I will be too. Okay, and to Saudi Arabia. We're weeks away now to going to Saudi Arabia. I'm getting super excited. Yes, of course, I'm a little nervous, but I'm doing so much work to make sure that I'm prepped ready and working on my Arabic, working on my clothes, which need to be very conservative, and getting really excited about all of the incredible experiences that we're going to have going into a completely new adventure. I can't wait. And I can't wait to hear from you. What new adventure are you going into? What area of growth are you stepping into? Remember, fear is a green light that means go and go faster. You need to start stepping out of your comfort zone if you want to start going bigger and going for more. I so want that for you. This is your year, 2024. It's now or never. Let's get going. Until next week, keep creating your confidence. You know I will be.
This journey with me.
Hi, I'm here to tell you about a new podcast that I am so excited about, Negotiate Your Best Life, hosted by Rebecca Zung, a part of the Yap Media Network. As a globally renowned narcissist negotiation expert and an attorney recognized by U.S. News as a best lawyer in America, Rebecca shares her invaluable insights and strategies for navigating life's toughest negotiations. By drawing from her own experiences and the wisdom of her high-profile guests, such as Bob Proctor, Mark Victor Hansen, John Gordon, and Rebecca delivers empowering advice that will inspire you to reclaim control of your life. Negotiate Your Best Life is all about how to negotiate your way to greatness. She provides practical guidance on how to break free from toxic relationships, stand up against injustice, and transform chaos into freedom, possibility, and purpose. Many times, the first negotiation you do is with your own in the morning. In the morning is when you wake up, and that's when Negotiate Your Best Life is time for you. It's about to find your way to greatness, conquering obstacles, and creating the life you truly deserve. Get ready to slay, thrive, and unlock your full potential. Don't believe me? I'm going to go ahead and share some of the reviews that are out there so you can hear and you can believe too. You have helped me so much these last few weeks. I was with a narcissist for 2 years. She drove me to the point I wanted to take my own life. Listening to you has made a massive difference, and now I know what I'm with. Thank you, Rebecca. Now the recovery. Thank you for gifting the knowledge to believe in myself again. You have unknowingly helped me legally represent myself through criminal, federal, and civil court proceedings with a narcissist. There would be so many people around the world that you're helping without even knowing, like me. You saved my life. Emma, 35 years old, Australia. If you are ready to stand up against injustice and transform the chaos in your life into freedom, possibility, and purpose, then check out Negotiate Your Best Life now. Subscribe to Negotiate Your Best Life with Rebecca Zung on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast platform.